control chaos.
Gary Garver, Jim Jones, yeah, listen, Barter, touch your funny bone, Garver and Jacob Jones, get it, the wings of love, bringing this music live
Yo, Empire, Inland Empire.
All right, listen, it is Control Chaos at 8 a.m. Pacific, we've been moved again, 8 a.m., I think it's 8 a.m., at least according to my clock.
Because you know this radio station is...
Hope the show's airing. Anyways, it is Control Chaos, KCAA, 1050 a.m., 106.5 FM in the Inland Empire. Gary Garver here with the Guru of the Ghetto, live in Las Vegas. Good morning, Jigga. How are you? Jigga Jones.
Yeah, man. What's going on?
How you holding up, man, in this heat, man? It is absolutely insane. Las Vegas has been...
Well, you know, it's only hot outside, so that's what you only worry about, you know.
So you don't go outside, is that it?
I try not to. You know, when you're working, you're outside, you know, but you're like, man, I'm going inside, I'm going to go kick it, you know, get out of this heat and everything. Because it was 120-something the other day, and I was like, wow. You know, people, and it's funny because it's never been this hot before because of climate change. That's a lie because it was not like this last year and the year before that and the year before that.
Exactly. It's complete BS. In fact, I remember.
They forget there's a thing called summer. It comes around every year.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. From June to like September. Yeah. Come on. I know we're breaking temperatures, but those are temperatures that already happened 40, 50, 60 years ago. So don't tell me that it's, you know, that. It is a little crazy, though, man. I mean, it's just constant heat. I got to say, actually, here in Palm Springs, summer didn't really start. Usually by the first week of June, it's 105, 110 degrees, and it wasn't that way. The first really 100-degree day was like...
It didn't start till way late, did it?
Yeah, yeah, around the end of June. So it's, you know, listen, it's almost the end of July.
Yeah, summer was a black person that came in late this year.
Oh, Jesus Christ. So, anyways, I like the fact that you're just staying in. I'm still doing my workouts, man. I'm still running in this crap and... working out with my rocks. I'm just, you know, I'm bored. I mean, there's nothing else to do out here, man. I'm like bored. So I'm working out, trying to hurt myself, I guess. But
you say working out with rocks? Were you out there kicking with Hunter Biden or what?
No, not those type of rocks. In fact, on yesterday's show, I replayed the call. I actually had Hunter Biden on the phone. Friday, he called in to talk about what about that debacle where, you know, he was going to plead guilty to two misdemeanors, a tax evasion, over $100,000 he didn't pay in taxes, and then a gun violation because he's an addict and he's not allowed to carry a gun. They're going to walk in with a guilty plea, and then it blew up in his face. What do you think about that whole thing that happened last week?
Sound like a whole bunch of corruption was going on. You know, it sounded like he was trying to get a deal, and he didn't get a deal, and he's supposed to get a deal, and... The judge was supposed to be paid off, and he wasn't, or she wasn't, you know, and they find out, the judge ain't paid off, I'm going down.
Yeah, but how do you plead guilty to something, and then all of a sudden you go back and plead not guilty? You've already pleaded guilty to it, and then now you're pleading not guilty to it. It's just so
trying to buy time.
What?
That's trying to buy time, bro. You know, you plead guilty, you try to get some time going. And then they think everything's cool, and then you come back. Oh no, not guilty. You know, we do get your attorney up in there. You know.
Well, I think he could have had. I think the lawyers could have had to continue to say, "Hey, we don't want to enter a plea yet. Let's do a continuance because they have 30 days, I guess, to cut a deal with the Department of Justice." So, I think justice has prevailed. I believe justice has prevailed. I mean, Hunter Biden was going to get a sweetheart deal. And now it's blown up. He's got to. I figure he's got to do a minimum of 6 months in jail for Joe Biden to win the presidency. You know, I think that's what's going to happen. It's going to be a bizarre time. Donald Trump might be indicted today, as we speak, for another charge. I mean, he's going to have five trials going on next year. Jigga, you're still going to vote for him?
They're going to try as many trials as they can. They're going to give him parking tickets. anything they can find, a bunch of quote-unquote trumped-up charges, if they can get away with it.
Well, we'll see what happens. It's going to be...
We're now a third-world country where you take your political opposition and just throw a bunch of charges at them so that they can't run the next election.
Well,
that's where we're at right now.
Well, he's still running. I mean, he's still running. He's still way ahead. There's going to be a debate coming up in about 3 weeks. He may not even show up. Why would he show up? He's like winning by like 30 points, the Republican nomination. Would you show up if you're slaughtering everybody?
Yeah.
I wouldn't show up. I'd just say, hey, kick.
I would.
And do what? You can only hurt yourself.
Show up and slaughter all those people.
And still take them out.
Look who he's running against. He's running against a bunch of morons. You know, and he's an idiot himself. But look at who's running against. Mike Pence. You know, here's the guy that could have stalled the election to find out if it was fraudulent or not, and he didn't. You know, because he's so in the pocket of all Big Pharma and all these other folks that he couldn't do it. He couldn't do it. They asked, hey, you know, how does Joe Biden get 30 million votes at 3 o'clock in the morning that come in and it's suspicious? Yeah, we should have paused everything to look at that, but no, we didn't. You know, so there it is, and that's the guy that could have done that, but didn't do it. And so no, we're just gonna. Well, he got 30 million votes. And they came in at 3 o'clock in the morning, but that's not suspicious. And now it's come out. Of course, everybody said, yeah, it was suspicious. You know, so that was the guy that could have stopped that. Just say, hey, let's find out what's going on. Didn't do it. So now we're a third world republic where. You know, third world where, you know, you just get votes dropped off in the middle of the night and then we're good with it. Now you got a guy that's in there that can't even remember his own name who's the president right now.
That's malarkey.
You know, and falling
that's
down
malarkey.
And everything.
That's malarkey, Jigga. That's absolutely malarkey. I know my name. My name is Jim Biden. Jim Biden. I know my name. Stop. And my wife's name is... Giselle? Oh, no, no, that's Tom Brady's ex-wife. Okay, no, okay. So listen, during last week, okay, I actually donated to a Republican nominee that is trying to get up on stage.
Why?
Yes, why? Because I want to see him debate Trump. You know who, you don't even know who I'm talking, it's Asa Hutchinson. You know who Asa Hutchinson is?
Nope.
Okay, he's the governor of Arkansas. He's been sort of He's been ragging. He's actually pretty cool. He's been ragging on Trump, saying Trump should, you know, drop out of the election, that, you know, we don't need a criminal in the White House, and it's time to move on.
We already got a criminal in the White House.
We don't need another one. Let's put it that way. So.
Oh, okay. I agree with that then.
So he said, you know, he was like, he needs donors, so he needs like, I guess he need 40,000 donors, unique donors, to get on the stage for the debate coming up in August 23rd, actually.
How much money you got to put in?
$1. So all he was asking for is a buck.
Really?
Yeah, he was asking for
a
buck.
I might do that then.
Yeah, because he can't get on stage.
If this guy is good, I'm going to put $1 in then.
I like him. He's cool. He's actually pretty cool. He's pretty level-headed as a politician, so... You go to ASA2024, ASA2024.com, and all you have to do is donate $1. That's it. So I donated a buck to him. Why not? What can it hurt, for Christ?
It sounds like a good idea.
Yes.
I'd rather spend $1 there than another dollar in your boy Biden's inflation taxes, you know?
Yeah, I know. Bidenomics. Everybody said, oh, he's doing – oh, the economy's doing great and all that. Though they raised the interest rates again for like the 10th time in a year. Do you know –
Yeah, man. You try to buy a house. Good luck, Jack.
By the way, that's what I was just going to touch on. Mortgage rates to buy a house have doubled. They were like 3.5% a year ago. Now they're 7%. I mean, if you wanted to sell your place, if I wanted to sell my place, I'd have to wait because 7% interest. I mean, that is absolutely insane. That's crazy. That's almost double what you were going to pay last year. It's total chaos. Hey, by the way, I don't know if you I talked about this yesterday. I went and purchased the boxing match, pay-per-view match between Terrence Crawford and Errol Spence. I mean, Crawford annihilated Spence. They were both, like, you know, undefeated. It was in Vegas at the T-Mobile Arena. Did Did you happen to see
No, man. But I did see two crackheads fight the gas station not too long ago, but it was pretty good.
Hey, I bet you didn't have to pay $85 to see that.
No.
That's how much.
No, but I.
Go ahead.
But I did have to cross the street to get a better look at it.
Was one of them named Hunter by any chance?
No. But it was crazy because the guy was pushing a shopping cart full of junk in it, and the other guy came across and started running and grabbing the dude. And it was crazy because that's how it started. But, you know, of course the police showed up and broke it up, but it was funny, though.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure. Well, I feel
I'm sure that fight would have gone to the death if they were allowed to.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's crazy. Can you imagine being homeless in this heat, man? I mean, it's insane, dude. You see these people out there, I'm like, how the F can they even be out there walking around pushing their shopping carts? Do you ever give them a dollar, Jig? In fact, a couple days ago, I went to the drugstore to get my mom a prescription, and this guy was sitting out there, and I felt bad for him. I just gave him $1, you know. He blessed me for that. So, I mean, do you ever give him a dollar just to feel, do you ever feel bad for these homeless people?
No.
No, you don't care. You don't give a damn. Why? Why don't you feel bad for them? Why?
Why would I? They're out there on their own accord. They wanted to be homeless. They're out there doing. They're living their dream.
Well, how do you know they want to be homeless, dude? You don't know that for sure.
Because they're out there doing it. Why would? Why else would you not be out there?
Yeah. Well,
this is Vegas. You could walk down the street and fall into a job. There's no reason to be unemployed in Vegas. And if you are unemployed in Vegas, you try really hard to do that. You know.
Yeah.
You had to really do that. There's too many jobs out here. Every place you go to has got a thing we're hiring in the window. And the fact that you're homeless, that's on you.
Yeah, I guess so.
But, you know, in California, you know, they don't believe in personal responsibility, so that's where you're at over there. And that's how they believe in that over there. Everybody's, oh, you somebody tapped you on the shoulder, now you're homeless. You know, that's what you think over there in California.
Well, no,
you know?
I mean, listen, I don't know. The bottom line is, you know, the state of California, and I'll agree with you on one point, is that it's almost unlivable. You can't make enough money to live there. Rent prices are going through the roof. Everything.
Oh,
it's just
astronomical.
Yeah,
ridiculous.
It's crazy.
You know,
I mean, that's why people are like,
you know, there's a place out here that advertises that you can get an apartment here for $400 a month.
Really?
So yeah, there's a few of them, and they're all on the Craigslist and everything else. So if you really want an apartment, you got to get a job,
yeah,
of some sort to pay you $400 a month. You can, I mean, it's just a small little place, you know, it's got everything you need in it. It's like a studio apartment, starting $400 a month.
Well, you can't find any place for $400 a month. But the bottom line is that, you know,
not in L.A., not nowhere in California. Good luck,
no,
you know.
No, I agree 100%. The bottom line is that some people, you know,
that's
listen.
Why I think. That's why I think if I was a homeless person in California, I would just start burning places down. You know, I would go to wherever it is, and if there's a vacant apartment, there's too much money, I'd stick a road flare in there, burn it up. You know, and that way, you know, because it would teach the people to charge too much money. If you charge too much money, I'm just gonna burn it up. You don't get to do that.
Oh God! Well,
I think that'd be a nice thing that people
could
do.
Then you wouldn't be homeless for long because you'd probably be going to jail and prison, and then you get 3 meals a day.
Yeah,
and, you know,
that's what I'm saying. That's the retirement plan for California, man.
There you go. Yeah, going to prison. That's the retirement plan nowadays.
It is.
I hear it's crazy.
But it's harder and harder to go to prison out there because they don't want to arrest you for nothing. They're making everything legal. You know, stealing is legal now in California. You can shoplifting is legal
is.
Up to $900.
It is.
You know, it's like, wow, you know, okay, well, then if you own a shop, I'm going to start charging more money for stuff because I don't want people to be stealing from me.
And by the way, there's a no-bail system now in the state of California where people can go rob you and go be thrown in jail and then just be released right away. Like, it's like a... You know,
it sounds like the 70s all over again, and what's going to happen is you're going to have Dirty Harry come in real life.
Well, there already are a few Dirty Harrys out there. It's chaos, man. I mean, seriously, it's nuts. The one thing I'll say about the homeless, you can't lump all the homeless together. There are some people that have really struggled that are trying to make it back into society. Maybe they just had a bad deal. Maybe something happened
and,
in their
and,
lives.
And some people got to remember, not everyone homeless is harmless.
That's true. That's true. That's true. Well, listen.
There's a violent predators out there on the street.
Of course there are.
And they will do bad things to you.
No, of course. I mean, that's what I'm saying. It's terrible to be homeless. It's just, and especially in this heat, man. I don't know how they do it. I see them like downtown Palm Springs, and you go downtown on a Friday night or Saturday night, and they're like on the sidewalk, just sitting there, like laying down. And it's sad, man. It's sad with how much money we have in our world or our country.
Oh, we got so much money that we give it to the Ukraine, you know. and half the money they give the Ukraine, you could have fixed homelessness here in America.
I agree.
And it makes you wonder, and you say, what the hell are these politicians doing?
They have what the hell are they
doing?
The reason is, Jigga, and I've said it a million times, there's no money in the homeless plight. There's no money. There's money to build bombs and tanks and things like that. There's plenty of money for congressmen to get that money, but there's no money for them to make in the homeless plight. What money can they make? What, build a shelter? I mean, you know, they don't give a damn. We know that. Come on, we know that. We've been talking about that for 100 years. It's
well,
sad.
That's evil. That's evil.
Well, speaking of evil, we're going to take a break, and then I want to talk about North Korea saying we're going to be the United States will be annihilated by the end of the century. I also want to talk about George Michael. Yes, George Michael, who died 7 years
ago. Yeah, you got to have faith.
Yeah, he died 7 years ago, is making a return. Jigga will talk about this. he gave me this story.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man. All right, it is Control Chaos, KCAA. I'm Gary Garver here at the Guru of the Ghetto, Jigga Jones. We'll be back with more chaos. Yeah, right after this.
Gary Garver produced the number one radio show for 10 years while Chicken Jones listened on from his jail cell. Now, together, Chicken Jones and Gary Garver, Controlled Chaos.
This is Gary Garver, and I've written a book called Radio Blows. It's all about my career in the radio business, my time with the Howard Stern Show, and celebrity interviews, my top 10 cool celebrities and my top 10 uncool celebrities. Here's a sample of a couple cool ones and a couple uncool ones.
Make a citizen's arrest on me?
Yeah, I'm going to take this stuff here.
Yeah?
All right, I'm holding you. Call, yeah. Get the marshal. We'll
get the
see.
Marshal.
We'll see who's wrong. We'll see
you
who's wrong.
You get the marshal right now?
We'll see who's wrong.
Are you one of the scary morning people who are going to ask horrible things? You got that look. Are you?
Do I have that look?
You do. You got the look like, watch me do something I would have in second grade.
If you're forced into gay sex, who would you choose?
I don't get forced into anything.
Thanks a lot, Jack.
If you're on a desert island and you had a choice of making love to Pamela Lee or Janet Reno, who would you choose?
That's a question I don't want to answer because my wife might be listening to the show.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Okay, Radio Blows, available now on Amazon, Amazon.com, and Kindle. Radio Blows, if you want to get in the radio business or find out the inner workings of radio, it's a must-read book.
If you're ready for a Las Vegas vacation, here's an offer you can't refuse. The Vegas Travel Center is offering 3 days and two nights in Vegas free. Just call 909-406-7400. The offer includes accommodations with two free tickets to Great Las Vegas Entertainment with free meals. So if you're planning a trip to Vegas, you need to jump on this right now. Just call 909-406-7400. Obviously, an offer like this is not going to last. So call now, 909-406-7400, for your three-day, two-night Vegas vacation. That number again, 909-406-7400. Call now.
If you're looking for a great golf destination for your summer vacation, I have the course for you, Desert Princess Golf Resort. Located just minutes from downtown Palm Springs, Desert Princess has 27 holes of championship golf, which offers fun and intriguing play for golfers of all abilities. Couple this with wide fairways, large lakes, and some of the best manicured greens in the desert, and the result is one of the finest resort courses in the Coachella Valley. Golf rates start as low as $50, and check out Desert Princess's summer special that runs from May 1st through September 30th. It includes unlimited golf, a half bucket of golf balls per day, and a 20% discount at the Mountain View Grill, which has indoor and outdoor dining and is a great place to entertain family and friends with great food and drinks. The Desert Princess Pro Shop also has a wide variety of great outfits and accessories with a friendly staff that is second to none. They will be more than willing to help you with any questions about the golf course and all your golfing needs. For more information, go to DesertPrincessCC.com. That's DesertPrincessCC.com, or give them a call at 760-322-2280. That's 760-322-2280. Desert Princess Golf Resort, a fun and beautiful place to play golf in the summer with your family and friends.
Hey, Bruce.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good. Can I ask you a couple questions for CBS Radio?
No.
Would you become a Scientologist if you thought it would help your career?
No.
What do you think of interracial dating?
Today, it's certainly a lot more accepted than it was when I was a young person. And I think probably the next generation past what's happening right now will probably be more acceptable. So I think you're going to see more of it in the future, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Why are there so many gays in Hollywood?
Because I think a lot of gay people are very creative, very hardworking, have a lot of talents in a lot of areas. And a lot of times that relates to coming to Hollywood, working in this community. And I think it's also a community that is accepting of them. So I think there's a lot of reasons, yeah.
Do you ever fart in your own hand and smell it?
Never.
Thanks a lot, Bruce.
Gary Garver, Jew of the... Oh, what can we say that's not going to piss him off? Never mind.
I love that interview with Bruce Jenner. That's when he was Bruce Jenner. Now it's Caitlyn Jenner.
Ah.
Yeah, I interviewed Bruce Jenner a couple times for the Howard Stern show. He got pissed off one time, but it is what it is. It is what it is. Now when the day
goes to sleep and the phone moves. And Bruce Jenner back in 1984 and say, you won't believe what you are in 2020. You know?
I'm serious. You know, for people who forget, it was actually 1976 when Bruce Jenner won the decathlon in the Montreal Olympics. I'll never forget that. He was like the golden boy. Now he's the old woman.
Woman of the year.
Yeah. I still think he has his penis, though, right? That'd be the one question I'd like to ask Caitlyn Jenner. Is do you still have your penis? You know? Right? Isn't that...
He's never said he's gotten rid of it.
Right? I mean, that's a fair question to ask, isn't it, Jigga? That would be not...
I would think so.
I think that would be the first question anybody would want to know, right? If you walked up to Caitlyn Jenner, the first question you'd ask is like, do you still have your Johnson? You know? Do you have your Johnson? And, you know, he'd probably go, you're a creep. I actually ran into him a few years ago. There's a video that I've posted up on YouTube, and I put it on Facebook.
Did he have an erection when he ran into you?
No, but he was wearing a green mini skirt. He had like double D. He has double D boobs. Oh yeah, he was wearing a little green. He was playing. It was actually at a senior PGA golf tournament in Sherwood Country Club in Thousand Oaks. You know where that's at? Lake Sherwood in Thousand Oaks.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, there's Sherwood Country Club, and I guess Jenner's a member there. And he happened to be playing.
He's got a member, all right.
Well, we don't know that yet. We still don't know. The jury's out if he still has his member. But he was playing in they were shooting something with one of a professional golfer named Jesper Parnevik. And I was interviewing Parnevik about it. And then Caitlyn Jenner walked right by. And he's like 6'3", and he's about 220, 225. And he has these big D boobs. Well, he was the winner. He's a gold medal winner at the decathlon. He's not like 5'7", 120. You know? So he's like 6'3", 220, 225 with these big, and you know, he's got the long hair. It still looks like Bruce Jenner, and he's got these big double D boobs, and he's wearing a little short green mini skirt, and he started hitting golf balls on the driving range. And like all these professional golfers like Fred Couples and Jay Haas and a bunch of other guys were hitting balls there. And all of a sudden he starts hitting balls. And actually Jenner can hit a good golf ball. I was watching him or her. And she can pound the ball. And everybody's like looking. And like all the professional golfers were sort of just like, I wouldn't say they were gawking at her, but you could tell there was something going on. It was kind of strange.
When the tranny comes in the room and starts slamming balls.
Slamming balls. You got big balls there. Anyways, it is Control Chaos, KCAA Radio.com. Also, iHeart, Apple, Amazon, so many different social media platforms. Gary Garver here in Palm Springs. The Guru of the Ghetto is in Las Vegas. Jigga Jones. And Jigga, I don't know which story you want to talk about first. North Korea going to annihilate the United States by the end of the century, or George Michael returning to Jam 7 years after
George Michael, baby.
You want to do George Michael? Okay, this is, we talked about AI a little bit last week. Artificial intelligence. It is kind of crazy, right? What's going on in our society, Jigga, with our artificial intelligence. How do you feel about artificial intelligence? I'm trying to stay away from it.
That makes sense to stay away from it, but I think it's funny. I like the fact that, like, AI is doing stuff, and, you know, the writer's strike is going on because they're worried that AI is going to take their jobs. You know, good for them. You know, I think it's funny because, you know, you look at the AI and stuff, and everybody just jumping on AI. Oh, I got to have AI. I think it's great. You know, but the thing is, like, you know, you got all this AI that's going on, and the regular person doesn't know. They go to ChatGPT, and they mess with that, and they think, oh, AI is funny, you know. But the thing is, AI is definitely going to take over if you let it.
Right.
You watch the Terminator movies, you know what's going to happen if you keep messing with this AI.
Right.
You know, so that's gonna be a thing. You know, it's people right now. You saw the movie. Kirk Cameron told you what's going to happen with AI, because eventually AI is going to find out that people are evil, and is going to start saying, okay, we need to eliminate people. That's going to happen.
I agree. That's why I don't want to touch it. I mean, I don't want to get near it. I don't want to touch it. That when I first got my first smartphone. You know, and I still have my flip phone. I have a smartphone right now too. But the first one I got, I felt like it was like controlling me a little bit. Like it was like, you know, every time I would take steps, it would count the steps. It would tell me where I'm going before I even knew where I was going. It sort of freaked me out to the point where I started hating the phone. Like, you know, you know too much information about me. How do you know this information about me? How the hell do you know how many steps I'm taking, or where I'm going, or what I'm eating?
That's real.
I know. I'm just saying it was really weird. Like it was my first experience was about 10 years ago with it, and I literally lost the phone, and I felt good about losing the phone. I'm like, man, I needed to lose this phone because I felt weird about the damn phone. Like it was like, I'm like looking at this phone like, how the F do you know this stuff about me? And I don't like this. I don't want anybody knowing anything about me. You know, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You know, and but this other phone doesn't have any of that features. I like this phone I have now, the smartphone. I've had it for a few years. And I don't get, you know, they don't tell me where I'm going or how many steps I'm taking and blah, blah, blah. But man, oh man, it is so weird, dude, that I think people are being taken. I think people's minds are going to be taken over by this artificial intelligence. Am I wrong? Am I right? Or am I off track? What?
Yeah.
Well, what am
I? You right about that.
I'm right.
But I'll tell you something. There is a piece of AI that people don't even realize that they obey every day. I bet you don't know what it is until I tell you. Traffic lights. People are already obeying traffic lights.
Yep.
Already. And that's AI. That's a form of AI already, where it does predict the programming of where it's supposed to turn, where it's supposed to do, all that.
Yeah, how many cars, like they have sensors. I'm sure they have sensors there when you're making a turn too, you know, when the light just goes on or off automatically. It is weird. You're right. You're right. Traffic. I never thought about that, but that is so true. You know what I mean? That is part of AI. It's going to be bizarre, man. I mean, you know, in the next 20, 30 years, God knows where it's going to go. They're talking the next 5 years, it's really going to take off. And here's a story that you sent me about George Michael could return to Turing 7 years after he died as a hologram. So tell us about what the hell is going on here. Because if he's going to return, I want to see Elvis. I want to see you. In fact, you were telling me off the air that Vegas is thinking about.
Yeah, they're talking about
Elvis.
Making Fremont Street have an Elvis, a 3D Elvis thing going on. And they've been talking about it since June, putting a virtual Elvis out there.
Really?
And that's something they've been talking about. Yeah, they've been talking about it like big time. And so, yeah, George Michael, you know, not that far off, which sounds good because they got really good video of George Michael. And what they need, the parameters for this, is they have to have 35 millimeter film of the person. Because if they have that, they can digitize that and turn that into an actual hologram.
Really? You know,
create a performance, create a production.
Yeah,
really.
Once the AI can scan it, they can have, you know, they can have Elvis sing like today's songs. You know, they got a whole thing. They had a thing where Hank Williams sang Straight Outta Compton on the internet.
Wow.
And it's really funny. You know, and he says, crazy little fella's name Ice Cube. I'll call with fellas with attitudes. It's really funny. You know, but they did that as an experiment. But the thing is, since they have the recordings of that, they could actually do that. And the thing that they're missing now is with Hank Williams, as they didn't have 35mm film. They didn't have really good film of him, so the AI can't really make a really good a video of him.
An image, yeah.
But they're talking about all these other artists, like Elvis, heavily filmed.
Yeah.
You know, the 1970s and all that stuff, and they're thinking that they could easily do an Elvis thing.
Well, I mean, they could do maybe The Doors with Jim Morrison and so many other guys. I mean, there's tons of people you'd want to see. Right, I mean, I would love to see like a, you know, I never got to see The Doors. I'd love a Jimi Hendrix, another cat that I would love to see. Why not? They got plenty.
Excuse me, while I kiss this guy, you'd be able to see him kiss a dude. You know,
I don't want to see him.
He kept singing about it. Excuse me, while I kiss this guy. Oh, you're like, goodness. All right, well, let's see him do it. You know,
no, it's kiss the sky, kiss the sky. Come on,
that's what I'm saying. Kiss this guy. You know.
Stop. But yeah, it's wild. Man. So these guys are going to be going on tour. I mean, this is what we're talking about: artificial intelligence.
And think of it; it's a win-win for the record company because they own their likeness and their images in perpetuity.
Right.
So that means they ain't got to pay nobody, Jack. They ain't got to pay nobody. They can use the best people in the world to come out with new music, Jack.
Could you imagine,
a new artist, you're done. You're done, Jack, because we're going to have Elvis sing everything.
You know what? Wouldn't it be awesome to, like, you know, and I swear to God, this is not too far off.
Frank Sinatra sings the blues.
sings Zeppelin tunes, you know. Frank Sinatra does The Wall. Pink Floyd.
Yeah.
The Wall. But can you imagine? Hold on, check this out. This is kind of cool. I don't really want to be a part of AI, but there's one part I do want to see possibly. I would love to see like a all-star rock band put together, like a Jim Morrison with Jimi Hendrix and Eddie Van Halen and John Entwistle on bass, and maybe a Keith Moon or a John Bonham drumming together.
Oh man, that would be badass,
right?
You can have Elvis on stage with John Bonham as the drummer.
That's right, and Jim Morrison
doing triplets.
Hold on, with Jim Morrison,
yeah, man,
and Jimi Hendrix, right?
Now you're on board with AI. Now you're on board with AI. We're doing it. We call these AI people. We got to give them some real ideas because they ain't coming up with jack. Man, this is what we want to see.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I want to see Led Zeppelin up there with the front man and then have Elvis as a guest.
Right.
That's what I want to see.
I'm telling you, man. And John Lennon and George Harrison. I mean, it would be an endless list of – could you imagine what – I swear to God, that it was a show I would see. I would pay a lot of money to go see. And believe me, it's not that.
Hell yeah, man! I'm right there with you, Jack.
Right?
Hey.
I don't give a damn about George Michael, but I guess that's where they want.
No, they're lowballing with George Michael, Jack.
Yeah.
He's nobody compared to what they could do.
Yeah, he's not even the opening act. Please, come on now. Not to that band.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't even open for it.
George Michael's opening for it. Jim Morrison and Jimi Hendrix and Eddie Van Halen and Janis Joplin.
They could use George Michael as an opening act in the bathroom.
Right? Yeah,
he could be
playing in the bathroom. That's a famous story. If you guys don't know what I'm talking about, George Michael got caught down at Zuma Beach many, many moons ago, having oral with some guy in the bathroom. At Zuma Beach, which was kind of foul because that's one of my favorite beaches. So I was sort of disturbed by
that. Yeah. He was trying to get you, but you weren't there.
Yeah. No one's getting me, man. I'm hiding out in my backyard. All right, listen, we're gonna take a break. Yeah, I love that's a great. Now that's one thing for artificial intelligence that I could dig on. Something like that would be cool. Okay, bring all those cats together, right? That's how you do it.
George Michael in the bathroom, huh?
No, stop. You know what I'm talking about. Stop with that. By the way, you're the one who brought up the George Michael, so you might be a little light in the loafer. You might be a little light in the loafer.
Only in the back.
Yeah. Well, you have been in prison before, so you know how it works. Speaking of being in prison, Todd Chrisley, you know that guy, that stupid
oh,
show?
Oh, yeah, the guy from the TV show.
Yeah, the Chrisleys. What was the show? It was a family show about them.
Chrisley Knows Best.
Oh, yeah,
Chrisley. And he was a big old crook. Yeah, and he was like a white dude, and he looked like he was gay already. But, you know, that dude, yeah.
Well, he is gay. I mean, let's say he is gay. I mean, hello, Frisco. I talk like this. He was married. And
yeah.
You know, the whole thing. He had kids. But, he's a little light in the loafers. That guy's a little light in the
loafers.
Hey,
man, I got something for you real quick. They say that Richard Simmons never wore a headband. What do you think of that?
That's BS. We know he did. I saw him on TV wearing one. I mean, right? Didn't you?
But they're now saying that he says he's never wore a headband.
Well,
he's had every picture of him removed from the internet with a headband on. So if you look at, I don't know what the deal is, but this is what they're saying, is that his people have said that he now says he's never wore a headband, but only after they had thousands of images of him removed from the internet with headbands on.
What a weird. Well, I always thought he was a little strange. Come on, Richard Simmons, like, he's a little.
Why would you spend money to do that?
Weird. He's weird because people are weird. I don't know.
Yeah, but I remember him wearing a headband.
Of course
I remember him. He would come out and he would look ridiculous.
Yeah, he always wore that stupid headband. It was like a rainbow headband or some crapola, right? With his little shirt.
Go on the internet and search Richard Simmons, and you will not find an image with him wearing a headband.
He is he was the most unfit personal trainer in modern history. And how he got a shirt. I mean, he must have like got down on his knees so many times to get his TV show. I'm telling you, man. I don't know how he became famous or whatever, but the guy was the most unfit personal trainer in the history of personal training. Trust me, it was ridiculous. So, anyways, hey, let me talk about Chrisley, and then we'll take a break. So he's in jail for tax evasion, just like Hunter Biden, right? Him and his wife are both in jail. But, I mean, they really cheated and lied.
They made millions, Jack. They made millions and paid no and told it on TV. Yeah. That's what got them caught.
I know.
They're like, oh, we don't pay. They're like, well, how much money do you pay in tax? Like,
we
don't.
Pay like
they
a
said
moron.
They openly said we don't pay them, and on TV live.
The guy's a moron.
And I was like, wow, man, this is what the white people get away with. I was kind of amazed by it. And then the indictments came, and I said, oh, okay, they didn't get away with it.
He didn't get away with it. They're stupid, and now they're in jail for years. So him and his wife are both in jail for tax evasion and then lying about it and then talking about it. I mean, like you said. So anyway.
But they're on TV. They're on TV telling you they don't pay their taxes.
That's what I'm saying.
They're like, yeah. They said, we were supposed to pay $6 million of tax. We said, F that.
and
I'm like, wow. I was like, wow. I said, damn, this is what they get away. This is why white people get away. And they find out, no, they didn't get away with it.
No, they did not. They did not get away with it. So anyways, he's in prison in Florida, Chrisley. And I guess he wants to go home because he's saying he's being violated while sleeping. He wants home confinement.
Good.
Now, when I hear violated, I figure, well, somebody's popping into his bed and violating, you know, doing the Watusi.
Yeah.
You know what
somebody,
I mean?
They're doing the Watusi in his backside. Yeah,
exactly.
Hey.
They're doing something like that. But, no, the reason he says he wants to go home is that inmates are taking pictures of him while he's sleeping, and that's why he wants to go home.
Good.
Too bad. I mean, you shouldn't have.
I want to go home.
I want to go home. I want to go home. Oh, this guy's got to be the biggest bitch in the prison. You know he's somebody's bitch. You know? You know he is. You know he's. And so anyways, he's petitioning to go have home confinement. It ain't going to happen. He's stuck. But
yeah.
When I heard the story violently, I was like, oh, my God, he's being sexually assaulted. No, people are taking pictures of him while he's sleeping, and that's a violation. You better pray, dude. You better pray that's all they do violate, because believe me, you know, the way you know – people
somebody would do a penis tonsil check on him at some point.
Exactly. I'm sure they have, I'm sure they have already. He might have liked that. You know? Knowing him, he might have liked that. All right, listen, we're going to take a break in this Control Chaos.
Maybe you laughed this early in the morning.
Sorry. That's what I do. 8 a.m. Pacific. We'll be back after this.
Controlled Chaos. Gary Garver and Chicka Jones are out of their flipping minds.
It only works if all the little cogs mesh.
10:50 a.m. KCAA.
If you're looking for a great golf destination for your summer vacation, I have the course for you. Desert Princess Golf Resort. Located just minutes from downtown Palm Springs, Desert Princess has 27 holes of championship golf, which offers fun and intriguing play for golfers of all abilities. Couple this with wide fairways, large lakes, and some of the best manicured greens in the desert, and the result is one of the finest resort courses in the Coachella Valley. Golf rates start as low as $50, and check out Desert Princess's summer special that runs from May 1st through September 30th. It includes unlimited golf, a half bucket of golf balls per day, and a 20% discount at the Mountain View Grill, which has indoor and outdoor dining and is a great place to entertain family and friends with great food and drinks. The Desert Princess Pro Shop also has a wide variety of great outfits and accessories with a friendly staff that is second to none. They will be more than willing to help you with any questions about the golf course and all your golfing needs. For more information, go to DesertPrincessCC.com. That's DesertPrincessCC.com, or give them a call at 760-322-2280. That's 760-322-2280. Desert Princess Golf Resort, a fun and beautiful place to play golf in the summer with your family and friends.
If you're ready for a Las Vegas vacation, here's an offer you can't refuse. The Vegas Travel Center is offering 3 days and two nights in Vegas free. Just call 909-406-7400. The offer includes accommodations with two free tickets to great Las Vegas entertainment with free meals. So if you're planning a trip to Vegas, you need to jump on this right now. Just call 909-406-7400. Obviously, an offer like this is not going to last. So call now, 909-406-7400, for your three-day, two-night Vegas vacation. That number again, 909-406-7400. Call now.
I'm Jim O'Hare. I'm here to help raise awareness for CADASIL, a genetic disorder that affects 1 in 25,000 people. CADASIL can cause strokes in young adults, leading to memory loss and dementia. Patients may experience migraines with aura and mood disorders as early as 20 years old. Presently, CADASIL is being underdiagnosed and often misdiagnosed as MS or some other neurological disorder. So please visit curecadasil.org and learn more about this devastating disease and learn what you can do to help find a cure.
What happened?
Were you in here?
No.
So then nothing happened to you this morning?
Yeah, you're right. I just woke up and you were so sweet and nice. We were not even fighting this morning. All I did was say sorry.
Did something happen to you this morning? I don't think so.
No. That's the thing.
You want to see crazy? I'll give you crazy. Oh, you're crazy. Oh, you're crazy.
Have you drunk this whole thing this morning?
Oh, you got this.
got this going?
I just started it.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Really?
This is the Gary Garver Show. If you're not listening to Gary, f*** you.
Jigga, you sound like Hunter Biden. Snorting.
Yeah, man. Snicking and snotting.
You sound like Hunter Biden. Did you get into his stash?
Yeah. Man, I ain't got that kind of money. You know. See, when you got all the money in the world, you buying all the blow you can buy. You got so much blow that you're just losing it in the White House. You know, oh, I just dropped a big old bag of nose candy in the White House, and I don't even miss it. That's how much blow you got, you know.
Yeah, and I love how the Secret Service still didn't ever find out whose blow it was.
Yeah, with all the cameras and all that place,
all of it.
Nobody was able to find out anything. Well, my goodness. But I guarantee you, if Donald Trump was in the White House, they'd have been all up somebody's butthole finding out who got it.
Please.
They would have been all, man, they would have found out who did it, who gave it to them, who took the first fingertip out of it. They would have known all of that. But now that Biden's in there, they don't know nothing. They would have no idea. Oh, did it, you know. Oh, really? All the cameras in the White House? Anybody who's going on the White House tour can tell you there's cameras everywhere.
Please.
They can see everything in that place.
Yeah.
No, I don't buy it, Jack.
I don't
DOJ
either.
Is bought and paid for.
Yeah, I don't buy it either. That's a little bizarre, a little strange. And now the story is mysteriously gone away, right? Of course. That's how they do. They bury the stories when they want to bury them. It is Control Chaos, KCAA, 1050 AM, 106.5 FM in the Inland Empire. I'm Gary Garver. And Jigga, off the air, you were talking about this one guy. We only got a couple minutes left, but you got to tell this story about this guy from Germany. I guess he came to work with you guys or something like that. And
We had a guy from Germany come out. He was a forklift specialist, and he does all kinds of elevators and stuff. And it was funny because we came out, and the guy, like, knows nothing about America, only when he sees on TV. So we're talking to the guy, and he's like, well, you got all these black guys here. And so we tell him, no, they don't like to be called black people. They like to be called the N-word. And
he said,
oh, really?
He said that.
No, we said that. We told him that.
You told him that you don't like being called black. You like being called the N-word.
Yeah, man.
Oh,
and it was funny because
it
was so funny because and then he laughed and he said, oh, yes, I've heard this in their music. I've heard this in the music. They all call themselves. I said, yes. It's a very good thing. So you should call them the N-word. And it was so funny. So we're out in this group of people and he says, come on here, N's. Come on here, N-words. You know, it was so hilarious. And people are looking at him like, what did this guy just say? And I said, well, he's from Germany. And everyone's, okay. So everybody gave him a pass because he's from Germany.
Oh my God.
So they didn't call him on it. So the whole 3 days he's there, he's calling everybody all the N-words. Come on over here, N-words. You know, and everybody else,
did
come
you guys,
over here.
I mean,
it was so funny.
Did the brothers know the joke and all that? I mean, did you guys, like, pass it around?
Oh, yeah. I told a bunch of people. We were laughing about it. And the bosses from upstairs, you know, from the casinos are like going, what did he just say? He just called all these people. He's going to get killed.
That's what I'm saying.
So funny.
I'm saying. You
he's
going to
get killed.
Yeah. You guys could be liable for attempted murder or murder, man.
Yeah.
What happened? Oh, well, I don't know. Somebody got mad because I call him the N-word, but these guys, Jigga Jones and all his friends, told me that they want to be called N's instead of black people. I mean,
it was the funniest thing. And for 3 days, man, nobody reacted to it. The bosses were just immune to it and looking at him like, how's he getting away with this? Nobody knew. And we're just laughing on the side. And we're just laughing because Gino's got a video of him going, come on over here, N-words. Come on, everybody.
Come over here.
You know, come on. Come on, all my N-words. And everyone, no one reacted to it. It was so funny because, he's from Germany. That's how they
it's
talk.
All good. Don't worry.
And they were
about
like,
it.
Oh, okay.
That's what the Germans call black people, the N's. Oh, my God. That's hilarious. That's funny.
And we had the funniest 3 days, man, because we were laughing. We were laughing on the inside, in fact, for real. And it was so funny. And this guy, Oliver Gustav, nice guy, from Germany. He's like a nice hydraulics master. Nice dude.
Okay.
You know, but it was so funny.
He meant no
harm. You know, he'd come out there. No, he didn't. He was actually, he had no idea. But we and nobody told him. We're talking, he got on the plane thinking, hopefully the next place he goes to, hopefully he's safe.
Because
he's already preloaded with comedy.
Yeah, maybe you should have let him in on the joke. Like, hey, guys, you know, hey, we were just messing with you, pulling your leg. You know, you don't want to use the N-word to black people. You know what I mean? It's very offensive. But I guess he'll learn the hard way, huh?
But, you know, his German accent and everything, it sounded really funny.
I'm sure. Oh, yeah, he really did. You know? It must have been great.
And we had a good time. We went to lunch, and the guy's a really nice dude. And he's like a hydraulics mechanic. He knows all this stuff. Nice guy. But, man, did we have fun at his expense.
Okay. Well, listen, you got to laugh at work every now and then, right? You got to make light of work.
Yeah, man.
When it's a drag. Well, listen, great show today. Quickly, let's give your Indy 100 a plug, man. I mean, it's blowing up. Tell us a little bit about Indy 100. And I believe we're going to be running the show there. If not, is it already running?
Yeah, man.
Okay, go ahead. Tell us about
it. Yeah, absolutely. Indy 100 is an independent radio station, only plays user-submitted content. And they've been around since 2008. And the main thing they do is they make sure they don't play overplayed tunes from regular radio. You won't hear any of that crap. If you want to get away from that stuff, go to Indy100.com.
And you got other shows, too. So you got a multitude of other shows, too, talk shows. You even got the Control Chaos radio show on Indy 100, which is very
Yeah,
cool.
Man.
Well, I appreciate it. Now, somebody wants to get your wit and wisdoms, where do they go, my man?
They can go to JiggaJones.com.
Great show. Great show. All right. We're going to, well, maybe, you know, when we go, we can be cloned and come back as a team. You know what I mean? The Control Chaos.
Yeah, show. Man.
Yeah, nobody's going to, nah, we don't want to clone your
We
ass.
Can be on the show together. It's a great shoe. Great shoe.
Great shoe.
Great shoe.
Yes.
They can bring that guy back. They can bring him back.
Hey,
man.
Hey, Johnny Carson.
AI can do it.
Johnny Carson.
Oh, my gosh.
Right,
we would actually get real entertainment if we brought Johnny Carson back as AI.
Don Rickles, George Carlin.
If you got the money, hey, you tell people in California, you guys out there, you got the money. Please bring back Johnny Carson as AI. I know they got enough film footage to do it. They need to bring him back, and because all these nighttime guys suck.
They do.
Let's
suck.
Bring back Johnny Carson.
Hey, how about the comedy? How about you go to a comedy show with Richard Pryor, George Carlin, and Lenny Bruce?
Man, I'm there.
Right.
I'm
telling you, this.
I know they. Wait a minute. I know they got 35mm Richard Pryor for sure.
Oh yeah. Well, they got of course of George Carlin too. You know.
Yeah.
All over. All right, man. We'll figure this. Okay, so I'm into AI now. All right, Jig. I love you.
I'm down.
Have a great week, brother. All right. Take care, everybody. All right. Be well. We're back in the alley trading hands. Long came Wild Billy with his friend G-Man, all rooted up for Saturday night. Well, Billy slammed on his coast of briefs and said anybody would want to go on up to Greasy Lake. It's about a mile down on the dark side of Route 8. I got a bottle of rose, so let's try it. Well, pick up Hazy, Davey, and Killer Joe, and I'll take you on out to where the gypsy angels go. They feel like life. Well, they dance like spirits in the night.
All night.
Yeah, the night.
All night.
Oh, you don't know what they can do to you. Spirits in the night.
All night.
Oh, yeah, the night.
All night.
Stand right up now and let it shoot through you. Well, now, why your Billy was a crazy cat and he shook some dust out of his coon skin. I said, honey.